Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Southwest border photographer and writer, Diana Molina, bridging the community with a new photo display of symbols and icons of New Mexico at the Deming Arts Center's new gallery exhibit, now through March 30th, with a reception and lecture on March 11th at 2 o'clock, free to the public. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Emily.
Thank you for coming on to Puentes and discussing the new exhibit that you have at the gallery in Deming. Let's find out how you ended up in Deming.
Well, I ended up there because Dr. Mark Thompson invited me to participate in a documentation of the Mimbres rock art surrounding the region in Deming and, of course, south of Silver City. And I went out there to conduct the field work and photographed the rock art and met Judy Welch, who is one of my favorite guides, and her husband, Carol Welch. And they showed us around. And then she is also a board member of the Deming Arts Center and invited me to her and the Deming Arts Center crew, the director, Kathy Hudson, invited me to display my work at that art gallery, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, this is part of the Centennial of New Mexico?
That's right. It directly relates to Centennial New Mexico celebrations, as it features traditional and the icons and symbols that are part of New Mexico, and not only the common ones, not only the yucca flower, which is our state flower, the Virgen de Guadalupe, of course, is a very popular New Mexico icon, and the symbology related to the topic, of course, is so popular and venerated. And that will actually be part of the lecture presentation sponsored by the New Mexico Humanities Council along with the Art Center. And it will feature Morena Moderna, contemporary visions of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and other icons of New Mexico. So that also includes images like a charro, for example. It's a Mexican cowboy, so, you know, with a big sombrero. You know, I would consider those quite traditional in our history, along with those of Mimbres rock art and so on. But then there is the natural world, along with the yucca, the cactus, our beautiful, amazing skies that are so unique to New Mexico. And then I am also presenting a new collection of work that I actually have not presented in a body of this work before, and directly relates to icons and symbols of New Mexico. And it is, it's what I call my trashy art.
Why do you call it your trashy art?
Well, it's 100% recycled paper. And I've had a lot of fun with it.
Can you describe that?
Well, for example, a couple of the pieces are traditional sarapes. But my fabric or the material I work with, so to speak, is comprised of wrappers, chocolate wrappers, beer bottle labels, just all kinds of glittery paper. It has a shine to it. I like shiny things. So it's been a lot of fun. And so I'm showing several pieces, the sarapes, a Sagrado Corazon, a Sacred Heart. So it ties with the traditional symbols, but it's a completely new medium.
The talk you're going to be having on March 11th at 2:30, can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be presenting?
Yes, well, as I mentioned, the Our Lady of Guadalupe in contemporary context is an important depiction, and that will be featured in the Chautauqua Program lecture. They are part of the traditional celebrations, for example, the amazing festival here at Tortugas that is held every December. So there are, I will present examples of that event. Then I will show other celebrations, Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, that are iconic celebrations, especially that is celebrated statewide events and locations. And in general, talk about the items in the show, but elaborate further with other photographic images and pictures of other icons and symbols.
And what influenced you into going into this trashy art?
I try to work with recycled items as much as possible. My own home is as environmentally friendly as possible. And so I like to work with recycled items. And I it actually all started when artist Cesar Martinez gave me a Valentine that he'd made from his own candy wrappers, discarded candy wrappers. So I asked him to teach me. I wanted to learn, you know, just talk about his technique. And we created one together that's also in the show as he guided my vision and process. And that was the first one, the Santa Clara del Rompope. And I think you're familiar with the Rompope, generally like an eggnog that we drink during the New Year. It has a little spike to it, of course. So she's featured in the center as the label that I peeled off and then enhanced with other candy wrappers.
This artist, again, his name, and where is he from?
Cesar Martinez. He's from San Antonio and a very well-known artist nationally and admire his work very much. And so that was the first influence that got me started on that art, that recycled art.
Well, your photography, though, you were influenced many years ago by your father, I understand. And then you've traveled to Amsterdam. You've had a lot of displays, or your work has been on display nationally and internationally. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I began my photographic career in Amsterdam and lived there for 10 years. Working for national and international magazines like Vogue, Elle, Marie Claire, GQ, National Geographic Traveler, and also did a lot of work for the Netherlands Bureau of Tourism and the Amsterdam Bureau of Tourism. And then I moved back to the Borderland region, and that's when I began exhibiting in museums. And so my shows have been presented throughout the country and in Holland as well at the World Museum of Art there. And there are different four traveling exhibits, and I'm working on another related to Highway 28. And then the Mimbres rock art is in development.
So, but you will have some of the Mimbres rock art at this exhibit in Deming.
There will be a sampling of the Mimbres rock art.
And can you explain a little bit of what they're, petroglyphs?
Petroglyphs, exactly. Deeply incised into the rock. Mimbres rock art is all over the Mimbres Valley and surrounding Deming, and it dates back 1,200 years. The Mimbres are very well known for their black and white pottery, and the Mimbres rock art is much less known. So it was very interesting to visit many of these sites that are very difficult to reach and not accessible to the public. Much of it is on private land. Yet it's fascinating this public art, and to a great extent, and it has lasted all of this time, and just a monument in nature to last that long and have so much depth of meaning to it that remains relevant today. Many artists also incorporated in their work, and many different interpretations and depictions.
Again, you have this new photo display of symbols and icons of New Mexico at the Deming Arts Center, about 60 miles from Las Cruces. It's a new gallery exhibit then, now through March 30th, with a reception and lecture on March 11th, Sunday, March 11th at 2 o'clock, free to the public. And what's your upcoming exhibit following that?
Well, I've been working on a collection for the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology. And that is another exhibit about the Tarahumara, but different from the one presently showing at the Centennial Museum. This exhibit is titled Run! Exclamation point, the Super Athletes of the Sierra Madre, and that will be on display March 31st until October 1st in Pennsylvania.
So you'll simultaneously have exhibits, one in El Paso running through May 5th at the Centennial.
The Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens.
That's at UTEP.
That's at UT El Paso, yes.
And then, and that's, again, about 45 miles from Las Cruces. So, and then going the other way into Deming now through March 30th, the new display of symbols and icons of New Mexico. And then going on to Pennsylvania. Where else do you have an exhibit going on currently?
Those are the three showing this during this spring season. And another show will be, I'll be participating in group shows beginning in May. Then another show, well, several shows regionally, but it's been a busy time. So I'm really enjoying working with the museums and galleries within this area, and looking forward to the trip to the East Coast.
Definitely bridging the community with art, photography, and getting to know the area. Thank you so much with the Southwest Border photographer and artist, Diana Molina on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily.
Muchas gracias.